last year's Melbourne and Tasmania series. Now we've got a few months to let the dust settle. Is that the greatest NBL championship series that we have ever seen?
Oh boy, oh boy. It's tough because obviously, you know, you mentioned at the top, I go back to 88 and, that's where the Kings, I actually go back to 79 when the NBL started. So I've seen my fair share of great grand finals over the years, either single game grand finals or, you know, the great series that you've talked about, the 92 series in Melbourne, which really kind of changed everything. And, at the time, and then there's been other great ones, that you sort of look back on. The Kings Breakers series was a classic in so many ways because, you know, it was also incredibly well patronaged because, you know, unbelievable. I mean, the two biggest crowds in NBL history and the third and fourth biggest crowds in Australian basketball history to an NBL game. It's phenomenal. And then you get this. And I don't know. I lost count of how many times I watched those games and I was jumping off the seat, just jumping or screaming. In disbelief at a play or somebody making some incredible shot, Jack McVay, come on down. You know, it was remarkable. And then, of course, the whole thing around Tasmania. Yeah, I mean, this is a team that as a debut franchise made the freaking grand final. And then the following year made the semifinals and then third season and they win the championship. Against what was a juggernaut team, coached by one of the all-time greats in Dean Vickerman, and then that Jack Jumpers team just had that incredible belief to defend the island. They just kept fighting; they never quit, and it made for one of the great series. Full stop. Not just grand final series. I think one of the great playoff series. Full stop. In the history of this league. There's no two ways about that. Look, everybody's got their favourites. You know, I mean, I've said many times, my great friend Bruce Bolden, who was the MVP of that 92 series, of course, he'll always look at that one. For me, you know, and it was kind of ironic being back at Key Centre, which of course, was the old State Sports Centre on Friday, because that was where Game 4 of the 2004 NBL Grand Final Series won. That was a great game of, you know, it's an all-time classic game. John really goes for 36 and Brett Wheeler comes up with one of the greatest defensive players I've seen in my life when he blocked a Sam McKinnon dunk. And then Matty Nielsen made a huge play and Ebi Arar made a huge play prior to what he would do in Game 5, of course, at the Entertainment Centre. So there's that. The New Zealand-Sydney series I've talked about was an all-time great series because that was an outstanding Breakers team that had been through a lot, obviously, so there was a certain romance about them. But then fundamentally, you look at this Jack Jumpers United series and there was that romance about the Jack Jumpers. They were the fairy tale yet again. They just took the fairy tale to a new level. So was it the greatest grand final? Who knows? You know, that's for other people to argue. I've got my own favourite, but I will say that it's, for me, it's top three at least. And maybe it could be top one simply because of the fact it went five and how game four finished and how game five finished. Remarkable.
Let's look at the Tassie run through the playoffs last season. And as great as that championship series was, you almost forget they had to go through Perth in Perth.
Yeah, they
did. Game three.
Yeah.
Just to get to the championship series.
Yep.
And then obviously the Jack McVay shot from half court in game three. And what also comes back to the resilience of the Jack Jumpers, and they've had that in their DNA from day one. It was all set up Thursday night, March 28th, down at My State Bank Arena. Jack Jumpers, they win, they wrap up the title, yep. And then Matthew Dellavedova comes in and just says, "No, it's not happening."
Yeah,
and with the
incredible
way that game finished and the emotional letdown, you could feel the air go out of that building. I honestly thought Melbourne's just won this.
They're going to get blown out in five. Yeah, I may have said McVay was in four. Of course, it was in three, the shot. It all melts together, doesn't it?
Yes.
I had the same feeling. I really did. I mean, after what he did, and then you kind of think, my God, they're going home to win a championship here. And it didn't happen. because Matthew Dellavedova is Matthew Dellavedova, you know, one of the all-time greats this country's produced, and probably doesn't get enough credit for it, to be honest with you. You know, an NBA champion and just an out-and-out winner. Sort of the next iteration of Damian Martin, I've always thought. So for them to do what they did in game five, was the Jack Jumpers, that is, was remarkable. And again, kind of pushes that narrative of as far as that being one of the great, if not the greatest, grand final series in NBL history. I mean, at the very least, it's top three, and it's certainly one of the greatest playoff series we've ever seen.
And that rivalry now between United and the Jack Jumpers, it was ready-made for when Tasmania came back into the competition. But you think about everything that has now happened over the last 3 years. Tasmania knocking out Melbourne as the number one seed a couple of years ago on Melbourne's home floor. Tasmania winning twice on Melbourne's home floor in last year's championship series. Tasmania now lifting the trophy on Melbourne's home floor. If you think this rivalry is still one-sided towards Tasmania, honestly, you're kidding yourself. If you think that United don't want to knock off Tasmania as much as they want to knock off the Kings, the Phoenix, or the Wildcats, you're dreaming.
Well, Christopher Golding's already spoken about it, hasn't he? Yeah, they sort of asked him what's his motivation, and yeah, they talk about, well, you know, being left off the Olympic team. But for him, I think it's the way that went down last season, and he wants to beat them badly, and he wants that championship. He wants another title. He probably feels like they threw one away. So that's his motivation coming into NBL 25. Yeah, you're right. It's become a rivalry in a very short space of time, but a rivalry, surprisingly, that's been really, maybe not dominated, but certainly they lead the way, Tasmania. They've got the wood on Melbourne at the moment.